Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Well, hello. Welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we get together to share the secrets to running a business, raising a family, looking after yourself and doing it all without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council, your business and lifestyle coach. How are you this week? Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but I've actually been away on holidays for the last couple of weeks. I went over to Fiji for 6 days. I spent a time over there with my business mastermind group. Absolutely fantastic. Managed to have some great get-togethers with other people within the business mastermind. I actually had a really fantastic aha moment and a massive download afterwards of what my business is going to be looking like over the next 2 years. So there's quite a few different shifts going on for me at the moment when it comes to business and what I'm going to be achieving. So keep listening in, because you're going to learn a little bit more as we go along, as I gradually roll a few things out. And then after I came back from Fiji, I spent a couple of days at home, and then the family, we all went off to Cambodia and Vietnam. Now, I have to tell you, going to Cambodia and Vietnam really isn't on my, neither of them are on my number one choice of where to go. Because when I go on holidays, I like to go to a place where basically I can just chill out, lying on the side of, on the side of a pool or on a beach, reading a book. Being in nature, that's my idea of the perfect holiday. Unfortunately, my husband's not quite the same. He likes adventure holidays. He likes going to see temples and rocks and stuff like that. So this holiday this year was for him, not necessarily my choice of where we were going to go. So as I said, we started in Cambodia. We did 10 temples, so we attended different temples, and to be honest, that was 9 too many. Seen one temple, you've kind of seen them all, but apparently I hadn't. There was still more I had to see. But one of the things we did while we were in Cambodia is we went to a place called Flight of the Gibbon, and it was zip lining. Now, we decided to do that. That was something a bit fun. Someone had told me about it. But I have a few fears, a few phobias. And one of those phobias, actually, there's some really big ones. One is I have a fear of heights. I have a fear of bridges, particularly suspension bridges, but actually even road bridges. So anyone who lives in Sydney and knows the Anzac Bridge, I actually do not like driving over the Anzac Bridge. I kind of get quite nervous when it comes to driving over really big bridges like that. I seem to be okay with the Sydney Harbour Bridge, probably because it's kind of got, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be in the middle of nowhere like the Anzac Bridge. And there's a couple of other bridges which make me quite nervous when I go over them. So I have a bit of anxiety when it comes to bridges. I also have a fear of spiders. I have to tell you that just about every one of my fears was really, really challenged whilst I was on holidays. So when we went to Flight of the Gibbon, it was zip lining. But I thought, you know, let's do this. It's going to be safe. I'd done all my research. I found out who'd set it up. It actually been set up. The guy that had set it up, he's actually since passed away, but not from zip lining. But he was a New Zealander originally, but he also lived here in Australia. He set up everything over in this complex based on Australian standards. So it was pretty okay that, yeah, things were going to be fairly safe. I have actually abseiled before, so I've abseiled off the side of the Story Bridge, so I'm thinking it can't be that much harder than that. So we started zip lining, and there was my 11-year-old daughter, my husband, my 13-year-old son, and there were two other people as well who were in our group that were zip lining. They were Korean. And as we were going, I did the first zip line, okay, taking that very first step off and flying into nothing, that was pretty amazing. I don't think I saw anything around me, I just focused on where I was going. And part of the zip lining, what they do is you do your zip lines, but they also have these suspension bridges. And I went over one suspension bridge. That was kind of okay. You walked over. It's very, very wobbly. My son thinks it's fantastic to stand on the back and bounce it. Everybody was bouncing it. It's like, ah, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But I made it to the other side. And each time you do a zip line or you do a bridge, you then actually walk to the next one and you walk up another 4 or 5 meters. So you just keep going higher and higher and higher. And finally, by the time you get to the end, you're about 50 meters above the ground. So you're pretty high. And after we'd, I think there's something like 11 zip lines and 3 bridges. And we get to one bridge, one suspension bridge. And I'd already done one before that, but I looked at this one and as I went to go over it, I looked at it and saw that the palings, where normally the palings that you walk on, the treads are all right beside each other and you just kind of walk over it. This one had treads and they're about, 30 centimetres apart. So you actually had to step onto each one and not obviously not slip because your foot could go through them and you kind of then hanging off the side of this this bridge. I mean, you are hooked on. And as I was going, I get about halfway across this bridge. I wear this bracelet, which is it's always around my wrist. It's really, really hard for you to get it on and off to actually get the links open. It's just the way it's actually put together. It has never, ever, in the years that I have been wearing this, it has never fallen off. I've never had an issue. It's never come off. And as I was going across this bridge, this bracelet fell off and it landed on the plank of wood right in front of me. And I looked down and I was at this stage about 25 metres above the ground. I looked down and went, what the hell is going on? And it's just sitting there. It's about 2 centimetres from the edge. If it actually moved any further, it was going to fall off. My son, not realising he's behind me, he hasn't actually got onto the bridge yet, but he was actually standing at the edge and he's bouncing it. My daughter's already gone. She's at the other end and she's there with a guide. And I kind of stopped and the guide said, what's wrong? I said, I dropped my bracelet. And I looked at it and he said, you've got to pick it up. And I'm standing there and I'm going, I can't, I'm too scared. And he says, he looks at me and says, I can't leave this platform. And he couldn't because my daughter was over there. He couldn't leave her. And the guide on the platform behind me, well, he couldn't leave. He had people waiting and he also didn't know what was going on. He was behind me. My son's still bouncing up and down. And my daughter told him to stop. And he did actually finally stop because he must have realised something was going on because I wasn't moving in the middle of this bridge. And I looked down and I looked at this bracelet. So this chain, it's actually a chain. It's a very large, chunky chain. It's actually a Tiffany chain. I looked at it and I went, what am I going to do now? And the guide said, if you want it, you have to pick it up. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, if I want it, I have to pick it up. I knew the only way that I could pick it up is that I had to let go. I was holding on to the wire for dear life, and actually with two hands, I actually had to let go with both hands. I had to balance, I had to bend down, I had to pick this up. Now, I'll also mention that I actually have an issue with my hip, which means bending down into a squat position is also really difficult for me, particularly when I'm standing on this bridge 25 meters above the ground on one plank of wood. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, that bracelet, my husband gave me that bracelet. That bracelet is a Tiffany bracelet and it is worth $800. Am I prepared to let it go? And look, and I'm going to be honest, I almost was. I almost was going to say, leave it there. But then I went, I can't. I can't leave it there. And I was there. I was playing this battle in my head. I'm going, I've got to let go to get that. But then I'm going, I don't want to let go. That's my safety thing. If I let go, now all the while, you know, even though I'm having this conversation, I'm actually completely and utterly hooked up. So really, logically, I knew, if I had a thought about it logically, it didn't really matter. Even if I jumped off the side of this bridge, I was still attached to the wire. Someone would have come and got me. But I was in a total, at this stage, I was in total panic. I was in total fear. I could not think. I just kept looking at that bracelet going, what am I going to do? I've got to let go. Do I leave it there? And this whole conversation was going on in my head. Finally, I let go. I let go with one hand and I went to reach down. It wasn't enough. And I'm thinking, if I actually don't pick this up properly, I'm actually going to knock it over the piece of wood and it's going to fall anyway. So I'm going to have to let go with two hands. I'm going to have to slowly squat down and I'm going to have to pick this up and I'm going to have to be as clear and as focused as I possibly can, because if I just shake or anything like that, I'm going to knock this off, because this was just centimeters away from the edge. So I took a big deep breath. I just looked at the bracelet and I focused on it, completely and utterly focused. Everything else went away and I just focused on it. I bent down, I grabbed it, I held on to it. Now that wasn't the end of the journey, because I still had to get to the other side and I couldn't hold on to the wire anymore because my hand was full of this chain. I couldn't hold on with one hand. So one hand I could hold on with, the other hand I couldn't hold on. So now I still had to walk feeling unbalanced, feeling unsteady to get to the other side, and I still had halfway to go. I made it. I got to the other side. I shoved that bracelet in my pocket. I did my pocket up tight. I didn't even attempt to try and put it on my wrist. I stood there and I shook. I just basically felt all the adrenaline just go out of me and as my body just came down. Now, I continued on and we continued to zip line and there were some massive zip lines, but after that, like anything seemed pretty easy. And then when we got to the end, we actually had to abseil down. And I have to tell you, the easiest part of the whole thing was abseiling down. I just sat there and just dropped down. But it did actually make me think, and it made me really consider what happens in my business and what happens in many people's businesses. And I know that sometimes we get afraid. We get afraid to do things that are outside of our comfort zone. We get afraid to let go, to take that step, to grab onto that opportunity. We sit there and in our head we play these little recordings about, oh, it's not important enough, it's okay, I'll just let it go. All this stuff, it's too scary, all of that. But I have to tell you, that particular day, I didn't die. I was never going to die because I actually had a safety net. And this is something that I talk about when I speak to my clients, and I've done this as part of my presentation many times. It's like, hi, sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to tell you about our private Facebook group, Stress Free Living. That's where we have lots more conversations about reducing stress. I share lots of tips for you so that you can run a business, raise a family and look after yourself. So check it out on Facebook. Back to the conversation. We all know about the comfort zone. We all have our comfort zone, but when we buffer up against the comfort zone, quite often we can feel scared. And that when we get to that fear, we step back inside our comfort zone because stepping outside of the comfort zone seems too scary. And what I've spoken about before is if you go up to a big tower, and here in Sydney we have Centrepoint Tower, and you can go up to the middle of the Centrepoint Tower, right up to the top, and you can stand on the inside. The glass surrounds and you can look out. And if you imagine that being your comfort zone, you can see everything on the outside. But what you can't really experience it. You can't feel it. Now, there is an option with many of these type of tall towers where you can actually step outside and you can step out to a walkway that goes around. And at Centrepoint, you can do it and you're kind of on the outside. There's not a lot around you. But there is a little bit of a walkway. Not too many people go out there, but I know some people have. But, you know, if you can imagine that when you step on the outside, now it's a bit scarier. Because now you can feel the wind, you can hear the wind, you're experiencing it. There's nothing much between you and the outside, because all of a sudden you've taken away the glass windows and you're just standing out there, and there's just this, you know, imagine there's just a chain fence in front of you that you could actually tip and you could go over. But the thing is, that is still safe. It's still safe out there. So long as you don't do anything silly, you're safe. And if you think of your comfort zone, we have a comfort zone, but outside of that comfort zone is a safety zone. And it is okay to step into the safety zone, because there's still something holding you together. There is still a safety line. The same for me when I was standing up there on that bridge, when I let go of the sides, I was still attached by a safety line. I now look at it and know that even if I stepped off the side, I couldn't fall anywhere. I could hang there in the middle of nowhere, but I couldn't fall anywhere. Someone could come and save me. So I was always safe. So this is what I want to talk to you about, is about stretching that comfort zone. Because the thing is, once you get out into the safety zone, which is outside of your comfort zone, you've automatically now, what you've done is you've stretched your comfort zone out to that safety zone, because you now know how safe it was. You know, at the time when I was walking across that bridge and I had to stop and I had to let go, you know, I was terrified letting go. And we'll talk about letting go in another podcast. But once I'd done it, do you think that any one of those zip lines after that gave me the same type of fear? Even the one, the longest one, which was something like 450 meters long, you couldn't even see the other end, and it was 50 meters above the ground. Do you think I had fear once I'd got to there? No, because I'd already challenged my safety. I'd already challenged my mindset on what I thought I could do. Once I got up there, you know, to that, the highest and longest zip line, it was easy, because I'd already scared myself enough. It's interesting enough, but after that, a week or so after that, we ran into my husband's niece, and her sister had actually done the Flight of the Gibbon a couple of months ago. They're the ones who told me about it. And what she told me is that her sister, when she did the biggest zip line, the longest one, she got caught in the middle. She got stuck in the middle, and they had to go and rescue her. Now, if I had known that in the beginning, I may never have done it. But because of the way the wind was blowing, apparently just as she went across, the wind changed, and it meant that they couldn't lift the line up enough to pull her back up again. So she was stuck out there. And I imagine if that had been me, I don't know what I would have done. Look, I know I would have survived, because once again, hanging out there, you still got a safety line, but, you know, hanging up there in the middle of this, between two trees, 450 metres apart, 55 metres above the ground, I reckon that'd be pretty scary when you're not going anywhere. But she survived, same as I survived, and the same as you'll survive when you actually take that step outside of your comfort zone within your business and just do one thing. So I've got a challenge for you. I've got a challenge for you to look at things that have been on your to-do list and some of the things that maybe you are procrastinating about, and that's because you have a fear. And because it's a fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, some type of fear that every time you look at it, you don't do it. Well, I've got a challenge for you. I've got a challenge that in the next 24 hours that you actually do that, because I guarantee you, you will not die if you do it. Yes, you might go to someone with an offer or try to do something and you might get a no. That's okay, you're not going to die. Because really, what is the worst thing that can happen? The worst thing for most people that can happen is that they're going to die. You won't die from going out there and pitching yourself for a speaking engagement. You won't die for going out there and speaking to someone about a possible joint venture. You won't die from any single thing that you could possibly do in your business. But if you do it, you never know what the outcome might be, because after that, once you've stretched that comfort zone just that little bit, the next thing is going to be easier. And then you'll just do the next thing that you thought you used to think was scary. And you'll do the next thing, because you'll just find that the more you stretch yourself past this comfort zone into the safety zone, the bigger your comfort zone becomes. And it's just like you'll just continue to expand. And your business will grow, your relationships will grow because you've got so much more confidence. Things that you used to be scared of, you won't be scared of anymore. It just makes life so much easier. So, as I said, I've got a challenge to find the toughest thing on your to-do list and go and do it. And I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you pop into my Facebook group, Stress Free Living, and tell me about what your challenge was and let me know what happened when you actually went and did it. What was the worst thing that happened and what was the best thing that happened? Because I'd really love to know from you. So pop over into the Facebook page and tell me, or just leave it in the post underneath this podcast. Leave it in the comment section. I'd really love to hear from you. What did you think about this podcast? Are there things that you know that you're afraid of that's actually been holding you back? Has my story and what I did when it came to getting, I got my bracelet, I'm still wearing my bracelet, and all the things that went through my head at the time, have you ever been through anything similar where you've really just had to confront your fears? I'd love to know. So that's it for me this week. It's only a relatively short podcast this week. I've got a few more stories to tell you about my holidays and a few other things, so you'll be hearing a little bit more about this, because I have to tell you, my fear of heights and bridges was not the only challenge I had whilst I was over in Cambodia. I also have a fear of spiders. I'm going to talk to you about that next time as well, because did you realise that I think the largest population of tarantulas lives in Cambodia, and I saw them. I actually ate some. So more about that story next time. So thanks for joining me. Love to hear a little bit more about what you thought about this episode. As I said, please leave some comments under the post. Tell me about your biggest challenges and what happened, the good things, the bad things, when you actually sat there and faced your fears. Feel free to pop over to the Facebook group, Stress-Free Living. Join us. I'm over there quite often sharing lots of different tips. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please subscribe so you always get the podcast uploaded straight to your device. Love to get a review and rating off you if you want to tell me what you think about all of the podcasts. If you're not listening to us on iTunes but you've got an Android like me, you can hear us on Stitcher Radio. So until next week, when I'll be back with a few more stories and a few things to share with you, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. As always, if you've got any comments, please feel free to leave them on the website www.angelacouncil.com. While you're over there, you can also grab your 14-day stress-free living challenge. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do, why not pop into our private Facebook group called Stress-Free Living. So until next week, when I'll be back with some more exciting information for you, from my heart to yours, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now.